So the question was asked, is there something bad that a person can do that is not prohibited by the Torah? So we have a few applications where it seems that you could. Obviously, if we really wanted to be philosophical, then we'd ask, what does the word bad mean? And what does it mean you can do? But we won't be so philosophical. We will first view the Ramban in Kedoshim. The Ramban says in Parshas Kedoshim, why does the Torah tell us, Kedoshim to you, be holy people? Because a person can be a naval birshut Torah. A person can be a derelict within the laws of the Torah. Meaning a person can say, I'm going to marry 15 women. I just inherited $50 billion. I'm going to spend my day. I'll get up for Shacharis. I'll have a minion ready for me by Zman Tefillah. I'll daven. And then I'll spend the rest of the day eating meat, drinking wine, sleeping with my wives. What prohibition did I do? What's wrong? I'm enjoying life. Go sue the guy. Comes along the Torah and says, Kedoshim to you. I want you to be holy people. Don't just go enjoying life. You have to be holy. Holy means don't be a glutton. Don't go after all the worldly things that are permissible. Meaning there are a lot of things that are permissible that a person can get away with. And the Torah came and said, Kedoshim to you. So then we ask ourselves, wait, so if I have the commandment, Kedoshim to you, did that just preclude any type of evil doing I can do? And I think the answer is no. I think there are still areas where a person can be within the confines of halacha, and they're not covered by Kedoshim to you. It's not an issue of not being a glutton. There are other areas where a person has choices, and a person can sometimes live up to his rights and still be a cruel person. Chazal tell us one of the reasons Jerusalem was destroyed was because people maintained justice. What's wrong with maintaining justice? They said, what's mine is mine and what's yours is yours. Oh, they gave charity here and there. They did acts of kindness here and there. But you see, there's more that's required of us. So, in heaven, they expect of us more than just to fulfill the 613 mitzvot. And sometimes they'll punish a person or a people for things that are nuances. You can't say they're prohibited. Chazal say there was a city, the Gemara in Tanis says, there was a city that was destroyed to the ground by the Romans. And our sages say, why was it destroyed? Because as Jerusalem was burning to the ground, they had their candles still lit. They were still partying. So you'd ask them, is it prohibited to party? There is the spirit of the law. The Chazal wanted us to feel for our fellow man. You can't say they did any specific prohibition. There's nowhere that says you can't light candles when Jerusalem's burning to the ground. And so on and so forth. There are many examples of things where the Torah doesn't spell out a prohibition. The rabbis didn't spell out a prohibition. But the spirit of the Torah and the spirit of the rabbis was that a person should behave in a certain way. And that's why sometimes the halacha will say, is it permissible? Yes. But does God want you to do it? No. And that's a very interesting balance. Sometimes we do say there's the spirit of the law that's supposed to guide us. It's not enough that you say, I didn't do anything prohibited, I'm okay. No. Could be you didn't do anything prohibited, and you're not okay. And that action is a bad action, or it's reflective of something that's wrong with the person. And there are more examples to that. There are other examples in halacha as well, where a person can say, I did mine, and yet he didn't do his. You could take a simple example from Ruth and Orpah. Ruth, what did she do wrong? What did she do right? Was Ruth obligated to become a Gioress? There's no obligation to become a Gioress, but obviously what she did was good. Did Orpah do bad? Ultimately, she did do bad. So it's a tough balance. Not everything is defined by, hey, did I do mitzvah or an avera? Sometimes we say, that's bad. The Torah didn't necessarily address that specific act or that specific inaction. But at the end of the day, that doesn't change the fact that it's bad. And this is where we're supposed to connect with the spirit of the Torah and the mitzvot. It's not enough that we just say, I did mine.
What's the difference between the two? You can start whenever you want to push